Argentina has a new president-elect, 53-year-old Néstor Kirchner. Kirchner won the presidency by default this week after his rival, Carlos Menem, abruptly dropped out of the runoff race. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires on the man whose job it is to lead Argentina out of its economic crisis.
Kirchner is the governor of a small province in Patagonia, where he has a reputation as a fiscal conservative. But his rhetoric appeals to the leftist wing of his Peronist party.
En una Argentina devastada, presionada y extorsionada por la voracidad especulativa.
In an Argentina that's been devastated, pressured, and distorted by voracious speculation and the personal selfishness of our political leaders, I will not make deals with the past. I will not be the prey of corporations.
This kind of talk plays well with Argentines who blame rapacious international capitalism for the country's economic collapse a year and a half ago. You still run across occasional pot-banging protests here, though there are far fewer than there used to be. These people are protesting outside one of Argentina's partially privatized mortgage banks. They say they're close to losing their homes because they can't keep up with the payments. Matilde Martinez says she believes Kirchner will come to their aid. I have the most profound hope, Martinez says. I think everyone has hope because Kirchner is young and he's surrounded by capable young people. Martinez also says she believes Kirchner represents what she calls true Peronism, as practiced by populist leaders Juan and Evita Perón. But Peronism has always been a hard thing to define, especially given Juan Perón's own tendency to mix elements of fascism and socialism. Conservative political consultant Felipe Nogueira says Kirchner certainly sounds like an old-fashioned Peronist.
More than a leftist populist, he's more of a sort of nationalist in the sort of Perón, Nasser, Sukarno, going back to the 50s.
But Kirchner isn't likely to break with international capitalism. He's the hand-picked candidate of interim president Eduardo Duhalde, who's been trying to rebuild Argentina's relationship with the IMF following the country's debt default last year. Under Duhalde, Argentina's economy seems to have bottomed out and is now showing signs of tentative growth. Again, Felipe Nogueira.
I use the expression lo atemos con alambre, which literally means we tie it up with wire. This is an expression used in Argentine provinces when something is broken and you fix it yet again by tying it up with an old piece of rusty wire. And I think this is the main alternative that we've been negotiating with so far, which is let's give the old politics one more try.
Surprisingly, the angry refrain of throw all the bums out that was so common during the days of economic collapse now seems to have faded away. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.